I'd like to share with you now an interesting paper from the otolaryngology literature relating to obstructive sleep apnea in children. The paper is titled, The Use of Clinical Parameters to Predict Obstructive Sleep Apnea Syndrome Severity in Children, and appears in the February 2015 issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery. The question posed by this paper, and that is, if a combination of factors including demographics, physical examination findings, and questionnaires can predict OSA severity in children, is an important one for orthodontists, as we should be aware of the signs and symptoms of this disease in our own patient population. Previous studies have found that neither a single nor combination of clinical parameters can distinguish primary snoring from obstructive sleep apnea. Therefore, interest has now shifted to whether the severity of OSA can be predicted clinically. The data for this study comes from the Childhood Adenotonsillectomy Trial, or CHAT study, which was a multi-center, single-blinded, randomized controlled trial conducted at 6 academic sleep centers. The trial recruited 453 otherwise healthy children between the ages of 5 and 10 suspected of obstructive sleep apnea. 52% of the patients were female, 55% were African American, and 33% were obese. All children underwent a clinical examination and subsequent overnight hospital-based sleep study, and caregivers completed a series of validated questionnaires pertaining to sleep-related quality of life and daytime symptoms. The outcome of the PSG studies were then assessed and related to the various clinical data through linear and logistic regression analysis. The results of the trial found that the scores from the OSA18 and PSQ questionnaires, as well as body mass index and ethnicity, were all associated with more severe OSA. However, the proportion of variance of disease severity explained by these variables was less than 3%. Of note, both palate position and tonsillar size provided little information on OSA severity. From these results, the authors concluded that the weak associations described indicate that traditional clinical features or common questionnaires cannot predictably discriminate different levels of OSA severity. I found these findings quite interesting and somewhat counterintuitive. However, most children with different levels of OSA severity had similar examination findings, including tonsil size, and reported daytime symptoms. This goes to illustrate the complex pathophysiology of obstructive sleep apnea in children, and that clearly the disease severity is influenced by more than just anatomic factors alone. The complete version of this article by Mitchell and colleagues can be found in the February 2015 issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.